This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Devontae and I, we share the same wide receiver coach from college. So we have some of the same fundamentals in our game. And, you know, working out with our pro receiver, it's always, you know, positive. You know, it's just good being around the wide receivers here, you know, and just to be a part of his offense is good.
That is new wide receiver for your Green Bay Packers, Ryan Grant, over the sweet, sweet sounds of Tom Jones on a Throwback Thursday on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Joining us now, courtesy of Pottawatomie, paysbig.com, is Mike Clemens. Mike Clemens, our radio friend on The Fan. Mike, how many times have you spun some Tom Jones?
Quite a few, yeah.
Have you ever met Tom Jones, Mike Clemens?
I have not, but there's legendary stories about women who throw their hotel keys at Tom, and, you know, he might be in competition with Wilt Chamberlain with women that he's spent the evening with.
Yeah, them and Ric Flair.
Woo! Ric Flair.
There, you could also count in there. Mike, you bring in a guy like Ryan Grant because you need bodies at this point. All top three wide receivers, Allison, MVS, and Adams, do not play today.
I've had an epiphany about the Green Bay Packers in about the last week, and it's this. You're sitting there talking to Oren Burks, Packers inside linebacker, last Friday night up in Green Bay, with Bill on his kickoff show, right? And I asked him about his linebacker's coach, Kirk Alabandotti, which, you know, we don't know about that. We talk to him from time to time. I said, so what's it like playing for that guy? He says, well, actually, I've known him since high school. What? Yeah, he was with the Redskins, but he would come watch my high school games when I was in Virginia. Then he played at Vanderbilt, but he always kept in touch with me, see me at the Senior Bowl and all that. So it's like, you know, so now Alamadotti's in the building last year. It's the third round, and, you know, Gutekunst is going to make his pick. But this happens more and more and more. You know, you bring in Zadarius from the Ravens, and you've got, you know, the Pettin ties there. You bring in Sean Menenga, special teams coordinator. Will he actually work with Pettin there? This coaching staff from San Francisco to the five or six places that LaFleur has been between Texans, Falcons, Rams, and I'm seeing more and more of these connections where somebody on the coaching staff, I'm not saying that the coaching staff is going to personnel and saying, hey, so we need a veteran, let's bring in this Ryan Grant guy, but I think that the communication is such that now under Gutekunst, he'll say, hey, you worked with this guy, what can you tell me? I mean, and I don't think that happened before.
That's how it always should have been. Why it wouldn't be that way is beyond me.
This is what Mark Murphy was talking about, silos and things that were before Ted's time, that we don't go and ask coaches. And the other thing, too, is that for the last 10 years, you didn't have any new assistant coaches. They'd all been in Green Bay, or they were from the Saints,
sure,
if McCarthy was there, or somebody that McCarthy knew 30 years ago when he was growing up in Pittsburgh. That's serious.
Yep,
that's serious.
There wasn't the fresh blood to say, hey, man, does anybody know about this guy?
Right, and so then you ask Matt LaFleur today, you know, you were with the Redskins. Do you or anybody in your staff know about this wide receiver, Ryan Grant?
Kirk Alabadotti was with him in Washington, and then our chief of staff, Daryl Franklin, was there with him. So, you know, they told me flat out that he's a really intelligent guy, and I've seen the film. So he's a polished route runner, sure-handed guy. You know, you spend a few minutes with him, and you can tell he's pretty sharp. So, I think he'll be able to pick it up faster than most.
And to be able to do that and be around the game as much as he has been, I just think it's funny, Mike. He'll wear number 11 in Green Bay, the same number of Trevor Davis, who he was cut for in Oakland, who's also going to be there this weekend.
Yeah, you know, and people say, see, now here you're down. You've got MVS now. with an injury. Geronimo Allison took that. I mean, Geronimo Allison got banged around the other night. Remember this? The one play where they overthrew him in the north end zone and he ran into the wall? And I know it's a padded wall, but, you know, that counts for one of four or five big hits you took before you took that one to knock you out with the chest injury and the concussion. Devontae's still with the turf toe. MVS not participating in practice. He's got an ankle and knee. And so you bring in this guy off the street. But, you know, the Raiders are in the same way, too. The Antonio Brown fiasco. Terrell Williams is one of the wide receivers. He's not participating with a foot injury. And so they've been adding. In their bye week, they added Zay Jones. They had to trade for him. See, the difference between Gutekunst and the Raiders is Gutekunst just gets these guys off the streets. And, you know, Trevor Davis, probably not going to sign him next year. So they traded him when things were good and happy and healthy and got a six-round pick. But, you know, Mike Mayock has to keep on using draft picks to try and beef up his wide receivers. But John Gruden talked about, you know, you're short at wide receiver, so you made that trade with Trevor Davis, and now you made the trade during the bye week after beating the Bears in London to pick up Zay Jones from the Bills.
We've been on the lookout to acquire some good young players. Can't say enough about the job Trevor has done as our returner, as our flanker. And to get Zay Jones for what we feel like we gave up is a risk well worth taking, and we'll see if it pays any dividends. But he's a good young player. He's got some size and speed and was a very, very productive receiver. So we're happy to have him.
They're happy to have anybody that can play at that spot. Also, one thing that has been a real surprise for me, Mike, was I really think Alan Lazard, the confidence that he exuded the other night, being able to go in with all the veterans that are in that Packers offense and say, guys, I can beat this dude on this side. I can beat him with this route. And then to have Aaron Rodgers say, all right, well, I look around and I don't see anybody else that I feel all that comfortable with. So here you go, Rook. We'll figure it out for you. And obviously he's not a rookie, young player that hasn't necessarily gotten his opportunity. But to have that kind of belief in yourself, that takes some sack. I mean, that's pretty incredible to be able to do.
Lazard is a smart kid. He's articulate. He says funny things, too. Like, I remember one day during this training camp this past August, he had a good practice, and we said, hey, what do you think about 13? And Aaron Rodgers went on and on, like, yeah, this kid's sharp. I like him. 6'5", 227, good target. I like the way, you know, how he's learning. Here's some things where he can improve, et cetera. But, no, I think he's sharp. And that's what we were seeing come out of camp. Boy, these guys are pretty deep at wide receiver, really deep. You know, you felt pretty good about it. And Lazard, when we told Lazard that the next day, hey, did you hear what Aaron said? He says, man, within an hour, my phone was, you know, flooded with text from friends that said, did you hear what Aaron Rodgers said about you? He said, I felt like a kid in the sixth grade. You know, so he just has funny descriptive ways of talking about his feelings, his emotions, but he's a focused guy. And here's the other thing. He grows up in Des Moines. He plays high school football around Des Moines, plays at Iowa State. I mean, probably not a big passing situation. Undrafted, gets picked up by the Jaguars. Nathaniel Hackett, the Packers offensive coordinator, was working for the last 4 or 5 years for Doug Marrone in Jacksonville, and then was the scapegoat when they should have been just, you know, benching Blake Bortles. Hackett got fired by Marrone, and, you know, Marrone's in a mess. That guy's got to be on the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
Hackett is this very positive guy who says at today's practice, hey, I don't care that we got three veterans now that couldn't practice. That means these younger guys get more reps, and you never know if you're going to have like an Alan Lazard. And we asked him, you were with Lazard last year in Jacksonville. What went through your mind when you saw him coming up with those clutch plays on Monday Night Football?
Just looking at the situation, going down to try to win a game, whoever that person was going to be, I mean, you would have been in awe. And I think that what he did was awesome from that standpoint. Being with him earlier, you know, he's only in his second year, but I mean, he was a rookie, undrafted free agent from Iowa State. I think the big thing for him was you love the person. I mean, you love the person, his work ethic. I mean, no matter what you said to him, he tried to do everything he possibly could. And then I had left there early, and then he got an opportunity to come here, and just, you know, even seeing him when I first got here was a breath of fresh air to see somebody that you've been with. And I mean, he's such a great guy, and he works so hard. And, just some of the things that he's done just to his body to get him to where he's at right now, compared to where he was at Jacksonville has been something. It's a big credit to him. And then to watch him actually go out there and execute, you know, that's what you love doing this profession for. So you can see great things like that happen.
Mike, how about Mike Pettine and what he might have thought went wrong for the Packers early on in that Detroit game?
Yeah, well, you know, you got Daryl Bevell up there dialing up the flea flicker on play one. And then they get into the red zone, and of course then Matt Stafford has the fumble, so they end up having to settle for the field goal. So there's plenty of things that the Lions did that were great. They had plenty of drop balls in that game. But Mike Pettine was asked, hey, man, you know, what happened to Kevin King and giving up 66 yards on the first play from scrimmage on the flea flicker against the Lions?
That was a heck of a call. You know, we were in a coverage where we had, you know, we were four deep, and those guys were all kind of tight to the line. It was a run formation, and hesitated just enough. And Kevin was in good shape early, and then just took a quick peek back, and that's all it took. I mean, Stafford's one of the better deep ball throwers, as he proved those two in the first quarter in the league, and they got guys, you know, whether it was Hall or Galladay that could go up and get it. So, you know, that's a tip of the hat to them for the call and the execution, and you know, it's on us too that we got to be ready to go, and understanding, hey, this is on the back end, this is defending pass first, run second.
Plan your visit to the Midwest's premier entertainment destination. It's all happening at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino, or visit paysbig.com. That is who Mike Clemens is brought to you by. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate
Thanks,
Mike. It.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep. That's Mike Clemens joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Bet it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Thank you.